بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
سورة الإخلاص. Once upon a time, some people in Mecca used to worship statues and thought they were the greatest gods ever. These people used to tease the Prophet and said to him, "These are our gods. Tell us who is your God, the one you talk about." Soon later, Surat al-Ikhlas was revealed to answer their question. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Say, He is Allah, the one and only. Why does the verse start with Qul, or say? He could have just said, He is Allah, without say. One of the reasons of this is showing that when Allah said to the Prophet, "You have to say this to answer their question," the Prophet copied every word that Allah said without any change. Another reason is it also emphasizes the importance of the message, emphasizing that these words are from Allah Himself. Allah is the greatest name for God. The name Allah contains all the attributes of perfection. This means the names Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Khaliq, Al-Jabbar, and so on are all Allah's names. The word Ahad means one. This means there is only one and only God. It doesn't mean He is number one, and then there is a number two, and then a number three. No, Allah is the one and only God. This also means all the attributes of Allah are all one and can never be separated from Allah. The next verse says, Allahu Samad. Allah is eternal. Samad has many meanings. One of them is eternal, which means Allah is forever living without any end. Another meaning is that Allah is not in need of anyone or anything. The next verse says, Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He is not born and He does not give birth. This means that Allah was always there and did not come from anything or has any children. Unlike us, we all came from our parents and some of us have children. Allah is not like us. The next verse says, Walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. And there is nothing like Him. This means Allah is free from any qualities that other things have. For example, a human has a body. Animals eat and drink. Rocks are minerals. Allah is far beyond what you can describe and has no equal. This surah is so powerful, even though it is short. It all points to the oneness of Allah and how unique Allah is. Believing in the oneness of Allah can be understood through different levels. The belief in the oneness of Allah in Himself or essence, meaning believing that there is only one God only. Some people believe there are other gods. Some believe there is a God of rain, a God of lightning, and so on. This surah is teaching us there is only one God, unique from anything you can describe. There is the oneness of Allah in His attributes. This means to believe that all the good attributes are not separate from Allah Himself. In other words, when we say that Allah is all-knowing or all-powerful, we do not mean that His knowledge or power is separate from who He is and that He acquired it. When we say a person has knowledge, we know that they did not have knowledge at birth, and that it was acquired. And when a person grows old, their knowledge may change or reduce. This is not the case for Allah. There is the oneness of Allah in His actions. This means that Allah not only created everything, but He still nurtures the entire universe. Even when we get things from others, such as lawful wages from an employer, it is actually Allah giving us that, but through someone else. Or when we are sick and a doctor cures us, it is actually Allah curing us through the doctor and the medicine, and so on. There is the oneness of Allah in obedience. This means obeying Allah and His commands. If Allah says respect your parents, we must do it. If Allah says obey the Prophet and Ulil Amr, we must do it. Committing sins and not obeying Allah is a sign that we don't have true faith in the oneness of Allah. There is the oneness of Allah in worship. This means we should not worship anything besides Allah. Sometimes people tend to show off, which leaves worship not just for Allah, but for people. This surah is about refining our faith and purity in Allah. The more you refine the concepts in your mind and in your heart, the more sincere you will become. Hence, that is why one of the reasons this surah was called Surah Al-Ikhlas, the sincerity.
Sadaqallah.